That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio. But first, here's News Editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news that you can use.
In travel news this week, California has joined Washington State's growing effort to block President Donald Trump's revised travel ban targeting predominantly Muslim nations. The move comes after Washington's Attorney General sought a hearing before a federal judge to try to prevent the president's revised order, which was due to take effect today. ABC News quotes Attorney General Bob Ferguson as saying the new travel ban is unconstitutional and harms state residents, universities and business, especially tech companies like Microsoft and Amazon, who rely on foreign workers. California, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, and Oregon joined Washington in the legal action. In a statement, the Attorney General says no one is above the law, not even the president, and he will hold him accountable to the Constitution. Trump's revised ban blocks new visas for people from countries including Somalia, Iran, Syria, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. It also temporarily shuts down the U.S. refugee program. Unlike the original order, the new one says current visa holders won't be affected, and it removes language that would give priority to religious minorities. ABC says Ferguson acknowledged the changes, but says the revised ban still bars entry for virtually all other individuals from the listed countries, including relatives of US citizens and students who've been admitted to state universities and people who might seek work at schools and businesses. A class action lawsuit against Boeing alleges a series of electrical and other malfunctions could have caused the crash of missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, according to international news agency UPI. It says the lawsuit filed in the US District Court on behalf of the families of 44 people who were on the plane accuses Boeing of negligence in its design, manufacturing and sale of the Boeing 777 that crashed 3 years ago. Only small pieces of debris from the plane have been found since it disappeared in March 2014. It was carrying 239 people, including six Australians. News.com says already the Australian Defence Science and Technology Report officially acknowledged the doomed Malaysian Airlines flight suffered a sudden electrical failure before its disappearance. Australia is the eighth best country in the world, according to a new international survey by the US News and World Report. The report surveyed 21,000 people, and it was Switzerland which came out on top, scoring particularly high for business, citizenship, and as entrepreneurs. The report's authors say Switzerland ranked high because of widespread desire for stability and order, and because it's the poster child for being a neutral country. Canada took out the second spot, topping the fields in quality of life and education. Britain ranked number three and scored highly in the cultural influence and power categories, while Germany came in fourth and Japan fifth. Australia ranked highly for quality of life, business and as being entrepreneurial, with a score of 10 out of 10 for a good job market and also 10 for political stability. However, we scored low in power, heritage and as movers, which has four subcategories of being distinctive, different, unique and dynamic. A new website is promising to allow you to lock in a flight ticket price the minute you see it and pay when you're ready. Flyers FareKeep is a new system which gives travellers the option to hold a specific fare and protect it from increases for a small fee. Online travel agency Loggy Travel is one of the early adopters of the technology and has already implemented the FareKeep solution in its platform. It says it can now offer more flexibility to travellers and engage with them in new and different ways during the fare lock to bring more value to them and boost the chances of conversion. Flyer has found that out of 100 fare locks, up to 30% are converted into a booking, representing a significant opportunity for travel sellers and airlines to increase revenues, as well as reduce the cost of finding new customers. The move increases sales generation potential for the airline, whose fare has been held by the traveller without any impact on their inventory. Meanwhile, if you're wanting to lock in one of the first flights from Perth to London, one of the world's longest non-stop flights, they're expected to go on sale in a matter of weeks. The cost of the 17-hour journey, which crosses 8 time zones, is however yet to be revealed. But a one-way ticket via Dubai is currently about $1,200, and it's expected the uninterrupted flight will be higher than that. Australian Business Traveller says it's also been tipped that the Boeing 787 service will begin in Melbourne, allowing travellers from the Victorian capital to take their seat on the Dreamliner's Melbourne to Perth leg before continuing on to Melbourne. Not quite non-stop, but as close as you can currently get. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.